Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now, among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. And Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven. "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, "An angel had spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I come to you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. As we gather today, our hearts and calendars are intertwined with a season of reflection, repentance, and anticipation. We find ourselves traveling through Lent, a period of preparation for the great celebration of Easter. And yet, today, we also pause to remember St. Patrick, a missionary and the patron saint of Ireland, whose life story is marked by themes of captivity, conversion, and mission. It is within this rich tapestry of Christian tradition and observance that we encounter the gospel reading from John 12, 20 through 33, a passage that speaks profoundly to the theme of Lent, the example of St. Patrick, and the very essence of Christian life. In John's narrative, we are presented with the moment of profound revelation, the request of some Greeks, and those were likely Gentiles who had come to Jerusalem for the Passover that wanted to see Jesus. This serves as a catalyst for Jesus to speak about his impending hour of glorification. Yet, this glorification is not what the world expects. It comes through a path of suffering, sacrifice, and self-denial. Jesus uses the metaphor of a grain of wheat that must fall to the ground and die to produce fruit. The image encapsulates the paradox at the heart of our faith. And it is through that death, life comes. Through surrender, that victory is won. This paradox is not only the central mystery of our faith, but also a key that unlocks the meaning of Lent and the significance of St. Patrick's Day and his life Lent is a time when we are called to emulate the pattern of Jesus' life, to die to ourselves by letting go of our desires, our plans, and our ambitions, so that we might live more fully in Him and embrace God's will and purposes for our own lives. This self-denial is not about self-destruction, but about transformation, allowing our selfish motivations and egocentric ways of living to die so that we can live a life that is aligned with God's will, characterized by love, service, and sacrifice. Jesus models this principle through his own life and death by choosing to go to the cross. He demonstrates the ultimate act of self-sacrifice, laying down his life for the redemption of humanity. His reference to his impending death in the context of the grain of wheat dying to produce many seeds highlights the transformative power of sacrifice. His death brings life to many, illustrating how self-sacrifice can lead to the greater good and spiritual fruitfulness. Lent is a season of self-examination and repentance. Yes, but also of deepening our commitment to follow the example provided by Jesus. St. Patrick's life embodies this paradoxical principle as well. Captured and enslaved, he experienced a death of sorts, separated from his home and family, subjected to hardship and suffering. Yet, it was through this crucible of suffering that the seeds of his future ministry were sown. St. Patrick's return to Ireland, the place of his captivity, to bring the gospel to a people who had once enslaved him, reflects the dying of the grain of wheat of which Jesus speaks. Patrick's mission was fruitful beyond measure, not because he sought glory for himself, though, but because he had died to himself, willing to be used by God for the sake of others. In this Lenten season, as we remember St. Patrick, we are invited to reflect on the ways in which we can die to ourselves. The world around us often tells us to seek our glory, to prioritize our needs and our desires above everything. But the way of Jesus, the way that leads to true life and fruitfulness, is the way of the cross. It is a way marked by sacrifice, service, and surrender. As we journey through Lent, let's challenge ourselves to consider how we, like St. Patrick, and indeed like Jesus himself, might be called to live a life of service to God and to others. Let's ponder the areas of our lives where we are called to endure hardship to help those in need so that we might bear much fruit. This is not an easy path, but it is a path to true glory, to true joy, and the fulfillment of life that is found in Christ alone. Be inspired by the example of St. Patrick and guided by the words of Jesus. Embrace the paradox of the gospel that in losing our life, we find it. In dying, we are born to eternal life. And may our Lenten journey be marked by a deepening commitment to follow Jesus on the way to the cross, confident that it leads to the resurrection of life. Amen.